Greetings.
Good afternoon, Masrika Ms. Santi.
This is her.
Hi, this is Nina Knight from Family First Supervisor. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I am calling because I just got tagged to give you a call in regards to a discussion about your pay rate.
Yes.
Okay. Let me just go to your file. Okay. So at some point, you and another caregiver was splitting the hours of Mr. Willie, and because
right.
you're the only one on, the thing was your pay rate was supposed to be negotiated when you decided to take on the full amount of hours. So you have to keep in mind that the state gives us the same amount per hour, no matter if it's overtime hours or not. They're not paying you the overtime hours. The actual company is paying you out of pocket. So that's where the pay rate gets negotiable, because they can't afford to pay you at your pay rate that you're at with all these additional hours. So pretty much the 40 hours was the base pay rate of that pay rate that you had. Anything after 40, it has to be negotiable, because the company is losing money paying you the overtime hours because they're not getting anything additional from the state. So
okay.
That's...
So mm-hmm. why would they wait? You know how long I've been doing this?
They just realized that, and when they do their audit to see how much money is pulling from, and then it brings up a file of whichever client is pulling away from, they're not making anything off of the case, period. Meaning they're putting out more than what we're receiving by paying you the pay rate that you're getting over 40 hours. So they just court this because they're losing money off of this case.
Okay, the state or Family First?
Family First is losing money off of 40 hours, after the 40 hours, the overtime hours. The state is not giving us additional money for that. They are paying you the overtime hours. So they're paying you $22.50 an hour out of their money, not what the state is giving them. The state is a flat rate per hour, no matter you do 200 hours. Any agency after 40, the overtime hours, they're responsible for paying you the overtime hours. The problem is if they're not going to make any money off of the case, then it's a loss. They're losing more money than what they're receiving.
Okay, so...
So you can feel free to shop around and call agencies to see what's out there, see what they offer. For that pay rate, all of them is going to be around the same bracket, because there's no money in it because of the overtime hours.
Okay, because I'm confused. Cause...
So pretty much anything.
Okay, the state is paying
State, for instance, is paying $21 an hour, okay? Keep in mind, that's $21 per whatever hours you're working. So once you get over 40 hours, the company is paying you $22.50 an hour.
Okay.
So they're not
okay,
making any money.
I was only getting 15 an hour before the 40.
Yeah. So you add 15 plus 7.50. That's $22.50. So
that's after 40 hours, correct?
That's after 40 hours, yes.
Okay, so... That's why they want to take it down to the new rate, so that it can be what?
So it was supposed to go down once you decided that you wanted to do the whole 112 hours. So that's why they didn't catch it right then and there, because they didn't know whether we were on board and someone else to do some of the hours.
It wasn't even that. Y'all didn't have nobody to come see me. I've been asking for somebody to come help me for over a year now, probably a year now. Y'all didn't have nobody that can take my case to help me over here.
I think these hours transferred out. Something happened where hours transferred out to another agency and then it came back. So I don't know what happened
because before that, the only reason why I did that because y'all wasn't giving me no help. So I had to go find somewhere to get more help.
We didn't have any caregivers,
right.
Multiple caregivers
exactly.
In that area.
Exactly. So I went to another agency, sent her to another agency, had to fire her, because they over here neglecting my father-in-law. Yes.
Okay.
So So I got rid of her because she wasn't doing right. And so I've been looking for somebody ever since. So that's what I'm saying. I had to outsource because y'all didn't have anybody to come help me.
Got you. Let me just see.
So this has been going on for a while. The thing I didn't take this on because I wanted to. I had no choice.
Was there another family member we were supposed to be onboarding or something?
I was giving y'all all kinds of names, okay. But the other family member ended up, everybody else, they said that they didn't get anything from y'all. Y'all said y'all sent them a message. The family member said they wasn't getting anything. Then.
You know they did find someone. They're supposed to start on Monday of next week.
That person not answering my call or getting back to me.
There is a note that she has been speaking to Sarah in regards to setting up a meet or
Sarah?
Sarah is our staff. She's our staff in person. She's the one that looks for caregivers to place in service areas. Yeah,
okay.
It looks like somebody passed away and she was attending a funeral with the new caregiver assigned. So she's in communication with Sarah to set up a meet and greet sometime this week. So you and the family can go over the details on how to provide Mr. Willie's care. So if she comes on, then we won't have to bother your pay rate. It's just that because of where it's at now with the 112, the company is actually losing money off of this case.
Okay.
So once she goes on, then you'll be fine. You'll remain at your current pay rate.
Okay. Alrighty.
Okay, so she should be in contact with you soon in regards to when that meet and greet is going to be set up, okay?
Okay.
All right, you take care.
You too, thank you.
Uh-huh, you're welcome, bye-bye.